Hi guys, it's Ray Newland here from Sport Entrepreneurs. A massive thank you for checking out this podcast out here today. Now, before I explain and introduce myself, let me explain what Sport Entrepreneurs podcast is all about and who this podcast is for, and maybe as well who this podcast might not be for as well. Now, as obviously you guessed by the title, Sport Entrepreneurs is all about sport and all about businessmen and businesswomen who are entrepreneurs in their chosen sport and business. Now, what I'm going to be doing in this podcast is interviewing a wide range of sport entrepreneurs, whether it's a sport entrepreneur that is only just getting going in their chosen sport and career, or whether it's someone who's well established and created a multi-million pound or multi-billion pound business in their sport and business empire. Because as you probably know, if you're involved in sport, the sports business industry is a multi-billion pound a year company. Now, I've been involved in having a sports business now for two decades, and one of the frustrating things I've found over the years is, where do you go for help and advice? Where do you go for someone that's got the same sort of sports mentality that I've got, so to speak? You know, where do we go for help and advice? And I've sort of struggled over the years to find mentors, to find obviously fellow businessmen and businesswomen that I can network with and help. So this is what Sports Entrepreneurs podcast is, as I say, all about, is literally just giving you guys something that I wish that I had while I was growing my sports business, because it would have been fantastic to learn from like-minded sports entrepreneurs, especially the ones that have been there, done it, and got the t-shirt as well. So it doesn't matter what sport background you're from, whether or not you are, it's a martial arts background, it's a tennis background, it's a soccer, it's baseball, basketball. It doesn't matter. If you're involved in any type of sports business, you could be an agent, you could be selling physical products. But if it's anything to do with sport, sports entrepreneurs will definitely be for yourself. Now look, even if you're not involved in a sports business, but you play sports as a hobby, again, you will get a lot out of sports entrepreneurs, because when you speak to the, or when you listen to the most successful people in and out of sport, especially the ones that play some type of sport as a hobby, they will always, to some degree, explain that the mentality and the skills that they learned playing their sport, whether it was professionally, whether, as I say, they play as a hobby, they take all those skills into their business, whether it's a sport and business or not. You know, focus, dedication, teamwork, persistence, never giving up, you know, practicing, obviously, you know, your techniques, etc. You know, all these skills that you learn to develop your sport, whether it's professionally or as a hobby, if you can learn to put them into your business, that gives you the edge over your competitors that don't understand that sports winning mentality, if that makes sense. So that, again, this is what obviously Sports Entrepreneurs is all about, is interviewing people involved in sport, whether they're just getting going, and obviously, you know, they're sort of new to building their sports business empire. And again, right the way through the spectrum, and I'll be interviewing obviously people who are hugely successful. I'm also going to be interviewing sport and athletes as well, who are still playing, you know, playing in their chosen sport, that might not necessarily have a sport and business yet. But one of the beauties that I absolutely love when I actually speak to current professional athletes, because my background, I was a professional athlete, which I'll explain in a moment, to me, I absolutely love speaking to current professional athletes, basically because they're in the zone, if that makes sense. You know, so they're fully focused, they're fully dedicated to what they're doing. And to me, just getting that mindset from someone who is like literally in the moment and achieving the best of the best, to me, I can't get enough of, you know, obviously listening to that type of person. So again, you know, we'll be obviously I'll be interviewing, you know, people that are not necessarily have their own sports business yet, or they might never have their own sports business, but again, they're performing to the highest levels possible in their chosen sport. So that's what Sportspreneurs is the Sports Entrepreneur podcast is all about, is helping you guys that have got your own sports business and you're a sports entrepreneur. And you probably say, you know what, Ray, you're right. You know, when you think about it, there's really nobody that we can sort of turn to for help and advice. Yet you can go to mentors, and these, you know, these are many, many mentors that you can go to. But how many of these mentors are really succeeding in a sports business environment, if that makes sense? So that's why I wanted to basically create the Sports Entrepreneurs podcast, because literally I wish I had something like this when I was building my sport. So let me just quickly introduce myself. And obviously, you know, what I think qualifies me for obviously doing something like sort of this podcast. So my name's Ray Newland. I was born in Liverpool, England. And my chosen sport was soccer. I was a professional soccer player. I was actually a professional goalkeeper. My dream was always to become a professional goalkeeper. And I achieved my dream after a lot of adversity. If you ever get to read my story, it took me 6 years to become a professional goalkeeper. And I was professional for 10 years until I got injured, a premature injury. Finished my career age about 28, going on to 29 years of age. And I started a goalkeeping academy, a soccer goalkeeper academy called Just For Keepers. Now, at the time of making this, obviously this doing this podcast, doing this recording, Just For Keepers is the leading and largest goalkeeping academy in the world, currently in 30 plus countries. And I'm very proud and honoured to say that no other goalkeeping coach in history has achieved what I've achieved in terms of taking a soccer goalkeeping concept around the globe, as I say, in 30 plus countries and into six continents as well. It's something I'm very, very proud of. Also as well, I'm very proud to say that no other goalkeeping academy in history, again, even comes close to the success that we've had for our goalkeeping students all over the world. So I've been successfully doing Just For Keepers now for nearly two decades now. And on the back of Just For Keepers, I brought out my own goalkeeper soccer products, again, which is I sell thousands of dollars worth of the products every single month all over the world. Again, it's something that I'm very, very proud of as well. And my goalkeeping, physical goalkeeping brand has become one of the most popular goalkeeping products in my niche. So I've been doing that now for probably over a decade now as well. I'm the author of seven books now, all based on having a successful and strong mindset. You know, one of my best-selling books is something called How to Win in Life, Using a Sports Mindset. And again, this is what this podcast is all about, you know, how to succeed in your sports business by getting and listening to other sports entrepreneurs within the sports business market, if that makes sense. So again, I'm not going to waffle on too much about myself. I say I've been hugely successful now in my sports business for many, many years now, and I've helped literally thousands of fellow sports entrepreneurs achieve their dreams in their sports business as well. Again, you know, I'm sure somewhere on this page you'll get there'll be links you can go and obviously do a bit more research on myself if you want to do that, and you'll see that not only have I walked my talk for the past two decades, I'm still walking my talk in my niche at the moment as well. So again, I hope you enjoy this podcast. Always feel free to reach out to myself as well if you'd like to be one of my interviewees. It'd be an absolute honor. So if you would like to, obviously, as I say, come on, get interviewed by myself, that'll be fantastic. I will then obviously, you know, put your name out to my international network, obviously all over the world as well. So not only will you be adding value and giving value to obviously my network by obviously allowing me to interview yourself, obviously I will help you by obviously putting your name out to literally hundreds of thousands of people that sort of follow me and my companies all over the world. Okay, so hope you'd enjoy the podcast. If you'd like to be one of my interviewees, it'd be an absolute honor. Reach out to me anytime, and as I say, we'll arrange to have a chat. So so have a great day, a great night, wherever you are, guys. Thanks a million for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy my podcast and learning from fellow sportspreneurs, and hopefully it's going to help you build your sports business to levels that you could only ever dream of, so to speak. Yeah, so have a great day, a great night, wherever you are. All the best.